Emes is that if this halach is based on evil matzah v'tira Eretz Yisrael, it seems pashut, I think, that this halach should only be true in Eretz Yisrael. This halach shouldn't be true in Chutz La'aretz. So not for now, but I just think it's kedai to mention, we spoke earlier in the Masechta about the tshuva from the Chassam Sofer in Yeridea, Shin Lamed Zayin, Zechariah ben Reb Yedidya. So, remember the story. The story was that there was a man, and he was meeting a friend of his, an Eni Yehudi, and he's sitting in his backyard, and all of a sudden he sees a matzeva that's lying on the ground, and he looks closely at the matzeva, and the matzeva says, Poi nitman ish hagun Reb Zechariah ben Reb Yedidya nifta be'erev Yom Kippur in the year Kuf Nun Tes. And he got scared because it was a kohen, and he wasn't sure if he's allowed to go there, and he sent a shout to the Rav, who sent it to the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer wrote his epic tshuva that Rav Zechariah ben Reb Yedidya was an ishagun, and everything that's going on in that tshuva. Now, if you go through it carefully, the muschul rishon of the Chassam Sofer was that maybe you have to be concerned that if Rav Zechariah ben Reb Yedidya's matzev is there, that there's that tzamas there. Muschul sheni is, it's 415 years later, at the time that the tshuva was written. And what really could there be? Maybe there's atzamas, but don't atzamas rat. But then you have the luz bone. Is the luz matam? Is it not matam? But that's what's going on in the beginning of the tshuva's Chassam Sofer. But the Chassam Sofer says that after all this, my hergish is that being that there's a svara gedoyla, that 415 years later, there really is no more part of the mace underneath that area, Ila Matsu v'tiyaruas Eretz Yisrael. And being that Ila Matsu v'tiyaruas Eretz Yisrael, it's for that reason, I don't think you have to be worried. Zok, the Chassam Sofer, you're going to ask me, v'kana ben shoyo, Ila Matsu v'tiyaruas Eretz Yisrael. But this was Germany. This was some European country. What does that have to do with this halacha? So listen to Chassam Sofer's lashon. V'lav davka Eretz Yisrael. Then when Chazal said Ila Matsu v'tiyaru, it was lav davka Eretz Yisrael. The emes is, it was even in Chutz La'aretz. Ella, so why did Chazal say Eretz Yisrael? So I'm not going through the whole thing. But being that in that time, they had already been Geizah Tum on Eretz Amim, this is Amir Rav, Rish Lakish is the one that said it. So then it was understood Eretz Amim was Tameh. And because Eretz Amim was Tameh, so we didn't have to talk about Eretz Amim. They weren't being Matayr Eretz Amim. The one place of Tayr was Eretz Yisrael. So Ilu Matzah V'tir was Eretz Yisrael. But the MS is the same sensitivity, the same Hergish that they had to be Matayr Eretz Yisrael, they had in Chutz La'aretz, right? Normal, you think, what's the Ilu Matzah V'tir was Eretz Yisrael? It's Ketushas Eretz Yisrael. It's not Kedushas Eretz, it's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is Kayhanim. We want them to be able to get around. So even Matsu V'tiyaru, like this, the Kayhanim should be able to get around. So once upon a time, we were with Aser for a Kayhan anyways to go into Chutz La'aretz. Halacha P'suk and Shulchan Aruch. Remember the Shvus Yaakov that we spoke about, that even Bizman Hazeh. Incidentally, in this tshuva, in this paragraph, the Chassam Sofer says that then, V'ayin Bozeh, Shayel Shuvah, Shvus Yaakov, V'chelek Alv, Simen Pehei, V'chelek Pei, Simen Tzadiches, Mitumas Eretz Amin Bizman Hazeh. Chassam Sofer already said Ayin. He told you to take a look at it. But the point is that it was Dafka B'Yemeyim where the Kohen anyways couldn't go into Chutz La'aretz. But Bezman Hazeh, where the Kohen can go into Chutz La'aretz, this year, Kuf Nun Tes, Ilu Matzu, not just V'tir Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be Chutz La'aretz as well. It's a Chiddush V'nach Sam Sofer, but either way, another Hafoichba V'Hafoichba de Kulava, another Marganisa Tavavas, licked in that Shuvah, Fin Reb Zchaya, Ben Reb Yedidya, all of Asholam.